Doug, I'm glad you're here, man.
What's going on?
Glad to welcome to the show a new voice that hopefully you'll be hearing.
Got a big ceiling in this basement.
Yeah, I know, right? The fucking big echoey pipes, just the worst. Really? Is it just going to freeze now, my theme song?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I need to fix this laptop or just replace it. It's like 4 years old as it is in the computer world.
Is that a Dell?
This is a Sony Vaio. It was like 500 in its day. It was okay. Lately, the porn viruses have like outsmarted whatever natural defenses it had.
I don't know how you get viruses from porn anymore.
I went to a Tumblr. Never go to a porn Tumblr. They seem like the hot new shit, and it's just great. It's all these like-minded pictures, and it's just one picture after another. Because I'm a picture guy. I'm not a movie guy.
Yeah.
And so the porn Tumblr seems like the best thing ever. Actually, that guy, Brandon, from What Would Tyler Durden Do? He was talking about jacking off the porn Tumblr. So I'm like, that's the fucking best idea I've ever heard. And I look up and I find these porn Tumblrs, and I mean, by the third one, my system was just like, and right, now just
stay on Reddit.
Yes, good old Reddit porn. The Reddit gone wild for those out there. I've not done so much Reddit gone wild lately, but in my day, I enjoyed me a good Reddit gone wild.
Just look at it like three different times a day, you'll see something new.
Oh my God, there's a lot of chicks that just want to show off their tits, man. God bless them. I remember back 10 years ago when I was online, dicking around on IM, the acrobatics I had to perform to see a tit picture. Yep. And now it's just some girl like, upvote me. Here's my vag. I'm gaping my asshole.
We're actually
put me on the front page.
My brother and I were actually talking about that with my buddy when I went out to LA. We were
the Reddit porn.
No, we're like Insta Messenger. Was like, man, you know how much time we just wasted on IM, like trying to get naked pictures.
That was all you did on that. You talk to your friends and like hope you didn't mix up the windows. Yeah. You know, you're talking to your buddy in the dorm across the hall, and it's like, hey, show me your ass. What?
And then now it's just through text.
Oh yeah,
it's,
well, yeah.
Really, it's like, okay, the text is the new IM. Basically.
I still have IM on this computer, and it will still open at startup. And I'm like, what the? Like, I'll log in every so often, and it's like 3 out of a buddy list of 250.
Yep.
And I really want to ask the 3 people still on there, like, what
doing?
The fuck? Yeah, I know. Are you dead?
The only people that I know on there, people I don't talk to anymore.
Well, Doug, let's do the introductions here. Doug is a fellow radio vet.
Somewhat.
From my pay station. I would say my biggest big boy station. I don't know. Is JFK?
Yeah.
I guess TOP was like a much more famous station, but like...
The market.
It didn't have any stories, though. Like, whereas...
No, it was all news.
Yeah, JFK was just a shithole frat house.
Yeah. Oh,
with
shithole.
All kinds of stuff, yeah, that I really won't talk about on air pretty much ever, but...
If you ever see me when I'm drinking, I'll probably tell you everything.
If you're ever into JFK, we can run flap our gums a whole bunch.
Bridges have been burned.
Not just burned, like detonated.
Yes.
Fucking slathered in glycerin. Yeah, just take that shit out. If they want to get a hold of you, Doug, you're at DTED on Twitter.
Yes.
Of course, am your host, John Papa Giorgio. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. More importantly than that, though, is in papasbasement.com, which has archives of the show, all of my writing, ways to get a hold of anyone who's been on this show, our Facebook page, and a link to the podcast on iTunes. So you can subscribe there and increase my iTunes ranking, which...
My dad actually asked about that. I was like, hey, I might do this podcast with my buddy. He goes, oh, can you listen to it on iTunes? I was like, yeah, but I didn't tell him anything about it because he probably wouldn't like it.
I don't know how many people... You should put it out there, man.
No, he doesn't even follow my brother and I on Facebook or Twitter because he's like, I just don't want to know what you guys do.
Yeah, if my mom followed me on Twitter, I might self-censor a little more. I know she reads my site a lot, and she'll just like pretend that she doesn't see the articles that are just really horrible.
See, my mom's different. My mom like encourages it, and then she'll just comment on everything, which is part of the reason why I don't post as much as I do on Facebook as I do on Twitter, because everything my brother posts, it's just mom comment, mom comment, mom comment, not getting the joke. Mom comment, like somebody else commenting and my mom commenting on a comment, because you go to her page and she just has like a string of 300 comments on like one thing, and it's just like conversation.
And this is Facebook.
On. Yeah. I can't do this.
Have you pulled away from Facebook? I know I have.
I use Twitter a lot more to update, because I feel like I'm an asshole if I'm on Facebook constantly updating, because I'll just go to the news feed at the beginning and it's just me. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
Yeah.
And Twitter, you don't see that. You don't see what you put on there. So you just throw it out there and you're like, yeah, whatever.
Twitter's just that much more instant response. Like, you can you can do what you want as many times as you want, and no one thinks twice of it on Twitter. I see some guys, like, updating, tweeting, like, 20, 30 times a day.
Yeah, exactly. I can't do that. Like, I'm like, man, but how often do you go to a page and check out what people, like, tweet? Because you rarely stray away from the news feed, or I do. So I just look at the news feed. I will rarely go to somebody's Twitter and be like, man, this person just tweeted like 17 times in the last 10 minutes.
But I it's have
just
lists.
All replies to people. And I'm like, man, because I never want to like tweet some people because I'm like, man, what if somebody sees me tweeting to that person? But
well, especially like if you're talking to them a lot, just like follow each other in DMs. Yeah. You don't clog up your fucking timeline with all kinds of garbage. Like, oh, nothing much. Feeding my cat. You. Like, you really needed to tweet that for the whole world?
Why don't you just call?
Yeah, exactly. There was this invention. It's like hands-free. You don't have to text at all.
Yep. There was, no, I don't do the list. I know you do lists because you have like 14,000 people.
Yeah, I got a lot of people.
You do the follow for follow.
Somewhat, yeah.
But I can't.
I've tapered off on that, but.
I can't. I don't. I have like 80 people I follow. I try not to go over.
Well, it fucks up your entire like normal front page news feed. Like, yeah. I don't touch that shit.
I wouldn't be able to know where to start because I check mine and it's like a book I read every day. So I just go through it. I wake up in the morning. I go down to like 8 hours ago and then read up.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, okay, this is what happened that night.
That would be fun. That would actually be fun to have a non-cluttered news feed. One of these days I should do that.
See, I told you before what you should have done is dick over all those people that you said you would follow back and just delete them all. So you've had like,
oh, I've done it. I've done it. Trust me. That's why I'm down to like 1,000 or something.
You have like 14,000 followers and then you're only following
team
like,
follow back for 2 weeks until you stop paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's the worst. Cause then they'll wise up every so often and check and be like, hey, when was I unfollowed? It's like, I didn't mean anything by it. Yeah. I just
start using hashtags and
don't actually talk to you. So
I act like a black teenager.
Oh God.
Those are the only people that use hashtags like that are on the top.
Team trending. Wheezy, yeah. Team Breezy. It's just all you click on any top topic it's like, and it's just 14-year-old black kids.
Drake, going nuts Drake, and Chris Brown got into a fight, and it was like hashtag Drake, Chris Brown mixtape fight volume 2. It's like what the
that wasn't
fuck
a joke. That
this?
Wasn't a punch. I can't tell you how many times it's just like these supposedly deep thoughts with like it's not like fucking 140 characters isn't restrictive enough. You've got 35 devoted to hashtag shit now too.
Yep.
Oh my God.
It's bad.
People are weird. People are just fucking weird. Like, you can testify. I love whenever someone's coming to the station for the first or second time and they just see the characters here.
Yeah.
And everyone must think I'm exaggerating when I talk about that shit. First, we had like the hippy dippy crew
sitting outside. It was like Jay and Silent Bob in like 40 years.
It was
years.
Just like, yeah, just like these three old great, they looked like Civil War veterans.
They like, would do reenactments.
Yeah, exactly.
But also wear a Grateful Dead tie-dye shirt at the same time.
They were just old and grizzly. And then we walk into the little kitchenette we got here where yesterday I found Colossal Donuts. And so I ran back there like, fuck yes,
Shoppers.
Please have them left. Oh, hell yeah, Shoppers.
Dollar.
And no luck there, but we just found a black guy eating Popeyes. Yeah. And you could tell he was back there because he didn't want to be left alone.
Yep.
And it's two white guys walking in, catching a black guy eating Popeyes. He's just like, ah.
He was eating it like a black person, too. He had his fingers, like, tearing the chicken off the bone.
Oh, see, I do that, too, actually. Yeah,
I'll do that every now and then, but like all the time, it's like he's like not even putting it up to his face.
No, just uses his hands. No. I can't do that. Like, that's how you can tell if I'm shit faced if I'm eating wings like the way a man actually eats them, like just pressing them to the mouth.
That's what you're supposed
to do. Yeah, no, I get so weirded out by those little veins and shit and wings and the gristle chunks. I'm like, I eat like a brother. I'm just like picking it apart.
That you take off the ends, you get all the crust off.
Well, I'll eat the breading skin and shit. I love the breading; that's the best part. But like, I get, you know what I'm talking about. You take a bite and you pull away, and it's that like one random vein that it's looks like a piece of purple yarn, just like massive, like a guitar string in
the banana, banana string, the strings on the bananas.
Those are the fucking worst. Those
like everyone's afraid to eat them for some reason
because they have a horrible texture like by comparison.
A little bit harder. How do you open a banana? Do you open it from, like, the top where you use it like a telephone or the other side?
No, top telephone where the little nipple's sticking out or whatever.
Because where I work, all the European people, they do it, they flip it upside down for what for us is upside down, and they do it from the nub. You're like, oh, it's easier.
The little flat nub?
Yeah, I'm like, how is that easier than the thing that's already there to peel it? They're like, oh, well, when you do this, you could just take it off and eat it down. I'm like, you could do the same thing.
I'm sure they're both easy, but that would be bizarre as shit. It's like nature put a handle on the fucking thing for you.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm telling them. And they're like, no, it's easier to do it from this way. This is the top. I'm like, it's not from the top if it hangs from the tree this way.
Yeah. What part of Europe? Like all kinds of, they're all over?
Russians, Lithuanians.
The Eastern blockers. Yeah,
the squareheads, as I call them.
They're not used to the banana, so fuck them. They're even further from it than we are.
Yeah,
they got no fucking right to declare how to eat that thing.
They're like, monkeys do it this way. I'm like, well, we're not monkeys for a reason.
We're humans. I'm not going to open it with my fucking feet and tail.
If I could, I would.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be one hell of a viral video. Opening a banana with your feet and eating it?
I think I could do it.
Really? I wish we had one to work with in studio.
I might get my foot on the banana.
Well, of course. Oh, it's not going
to
be pristine.
But it might be hard. It'll be hard to get it up to my mouth with just my feet. But I think I could open it. And
I used to be a lot more flexible before I became like an old fat ass with the pot belly that like it doesn't really get in the way until you try to do some movement where you're like smashing both halves of your body together. And then it's like 40 pounds of blubber in between. It's like trying to smash two pieces of bread together with a meatball inside it. Oh, it's not going to work.
It just squirts out. You squeeze too hard, something's going to squirt out.
We were partying yesterday, man. Like, how did you? We were over with Chris Lingbach. I always love that German name of his.
Lingy,
the passion of the Linge. Mr. Blue Shorts, but it was his birthday yesterday. Another vet from good old 106.7, the fan now.
Yep.
Can't call it JFK anymore, even though it's legally JFK. I think it's actual call letters and stuff.
I'd still call it JFK.
I call it JFK, too. I tell people I was at the fan. They're like, what the fuck was the fan? And I'm like, okay, it was the place Don and Mike used to be.
Oh.
Oh.
I never got into Don and Mike too much.
Yeah, well, that is weird. No, you're definitely old enough to appreciate it. You're not
that
many years.
Well, I listen sometimes, but it was just never my...
Never your cup of tea?
No. I don't know why.
I loved them as a kid. I fucking so was into Don and Mike as a kid.
Yeah, I stumbled upon talk radio. I was like a freshman in high school, just going through the. I got like a new Iowa, like boombox.
Yeah, and it had the CD player, and that was the biggest thing ever.
Had that big bass on the bottom. It was like, oh man, I'm gonna tear something apart with this. I still have it. Like the CD player's broken and everything, but I was just scanning through it. And I just stopped on 106.7. I'm like, what's this?
What was your first show?
Junkies.
Junkies.
When they were on it. When they were on at night. And then
what was that lineup? It was Stern.
It was Stern.
Was it Liddy still? Don and Mike and Junks?
Or it was Stern, Liddy. Was that 4-4? And then Don and Mike, Junks. And then Ron and Fez. Okay. Or no, it was O&A. And then Ron and Fez.
Oh, they were like playing them like way late at night or something to pave the way for when they were like bigger shows on the station. Were you ever listening when they would drop out of Grease Man at 11 p.m. and do fucking smooth jazz from 11 until 5?
No.
And then Farm Reports 5 to 6.
I never listened to Grease Man either.
Oh, God. Grease Man was an institution. He was at the very first station I started working at. That was like as he fell from grace after making the
Are his jokes?
Yeah, the Lauryn Hill joke. What the hell got him fired?
He told someone to get dragged behind a truck after that guy in Texas just...
Because he was like listening to Lauryn Hill. I know it was something, and I was like, kill four more, we'll get a whole week off or something like that. Which, again, how the fuck are you going to get mad at someone for a joke? Even if it's like in shit taste, it's not really that funny. And it kind of was, actually. But the guy's just trying to fill 5 fucking hours and be funny.
Well, people don't understand that.
Yeah, they don't. It's just like, oh, he slipped up once. Let's roast him for it. Yeah, exactly. I was like, no, fuck you. When you're behind a mic and you're just talking, you can't analyze everything.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Exactly. You flip it on and you let magic happen, like me.
Yeah.
It just comes out.
Magic mic. The magic mic.
I don't think about these things. It just happens. What the hell's that?
Magic. I don't know. He had some stupid movie where he played a kid named Mike or something. He was a basketball player.
Oh, Jesus. Always. Like, I thought he had found a mic that let him rap or something. I don't know.
Well, I was doing a play on with the mic, too.
I gotcha. I liked it. I see what you did
How about yesterday when you guys showed up? And I was
there with Veronica. We cleared out of yesterday's recording, and Veronica was like, you know, we're going to the thing now. I thought we'd show up at the party like at 10 p.m. or 9 p.m., like a fucking nighttime party. But this was an all-day barbecue.
All-day party.
So thank God I'd put on at least like a semi-respectable shirt, which I later smeared barbecue sauce. Yeah.
You guys walk up. I'm walking out of the house and in wrestling briefs and
just the best fucking uniform I've ever seen. It was an Orlando Magic jersey.
Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway jersey, and he's just nut hugger like Greg Louganis shorts on you. Your ass cheeks hanging out and shit.
Well, I look like a girl that just got railed out and put on her boyfriend's jersey that was laying around.
Just pulled up her little panties afterward. Fucking the little ass hanging out. She bends over.
Nice to meet everyone.
Yeah, and it's just Doug Tett walking around like that. And it was good. I gotta say, it was nice seeing everyone. I felt fatter and older than I have in a while, because I remember when I used to party like that like 5 years ago and I was in shape and I'd be like, oh yeah, my shirt's just coming off, you know. That's just the vibe of the party. Off with my shirt. Fucking like at least 6'7" really, like, I wouldn't say built, but just like skinny cut. And defined. Yeah, exactly, cut guys. I just like, ah, fuck you all.
Throwing balls around.
Yeah, just on the slip and slide. Like, oh, no big deal. It was like the fucking playing with the boys scene from Top Gun, you know, just like running around in shorts.
The more muscles you have, the more you play with balls. They have ball syndrome.
Yeah.
It's like always like the guys that are in good shape always are tossing.
You go to the pool. You want to play the ball? Come on.
You go to the pool, they have like a football that they're tossing around. It's like, why can't you just like relax and just chill out?
Drop the pretense and fucking flex for us. Do some push-ups.
You have to throw a ball around at all the time.
These
group of kids at school, and they would like play this game. They call it Narnia. They take a ball and all stand on the outside of the pool, and they toss it and jump in as they're tossing it. And they'd be like, Narnia! And it was the worst thing ever. And
literally retarded.
Yeah, I think they didn't even drink. They were like these guys named the Mountain Dudes.
These were like adults? I thought you meant like 5-year-olds at a public pool.
No, these were like 20-year-olds at college.
Screaming Narnia.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize shit's gotten dorky in our society, but Jesus Christ, man.
I have not seen one Narnia thing. I think I've read like a page of the book.
Oh, the Chronicles?
Yeah.
Oh, I got those read to me when I was like a little kid, man.
We had them.
I remember nothing. It was just Chronicles of Narnia, Lion, the Witch, the Wardrobe.
See, while people were reading that, I was reading better books like Fudge.
What the hell was Fudge?
In Fudgemania. It's like this, what was it? It was like Beverly Cleary or someone.
Yeah, I remember that name.
Someone like that. She wrote these books and they made it into some ABC TV show, like a Sunday night special TV show.
Was it animated or like?
No, it was live action. It was like this kid who got into all these wacky.
Fudge?
Yeah.
She did the Ramona books. I remember Ramona.
And Beezus or something.
God, I think there was Beezus. Was that her friend or something?
Sister or brother? I have no idea.
And then did she do Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. The one with the girl getting on the rag? I think she did that one too. God, Beverly Cleary. That's just a name. I wonder if those are like even read nowadays, or it's just been replaced by some jive bullshit.
Probably is. I don't know. What about like Babysitter's Club? They still even do that?
Oh.
The Boxcar Children.
Boxcar Children. God, you are taking me back.
Sweet Valley High, and then they made that.
The only kids series I remember was Goosebumps, but that's not the same type of fucking thing. Yeah, that was like.
I saw an R.L. Stein like new book out the other day.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, he's still doing shit.
Just milking it. Well, if you're R.L. Stein, what the fuck are you going to go to? Like erotica or something? No, you just got to do little kids' scary stories the rest of your days.
The only Goosebumps book I ever read was the Choose Your Own Adventure.
They had a Choose Your Own Adventure one.
Yeah, they had like 4 or 5 of them. As you could tell, I didn't read much.
Choose Your Own Adventures were always the best thing whenever you had to read X amount of pages per quarter.
All right, I'm at 140.
Yeah, I crushed 180. And you read like 14 pages out of the fucking thing.
I went to 180 after going from page 2.
Yeah.
I said, yes, that I would choose this story.
Yes, I will pull the trigger.
I read it and then I read the next page and I just cheat my way through.
Weren't they dumb as shit too? Like, wasn't it obvious what would kill you or whatever?
Mine was like a horror amusement park. It's like, oh, go on this ride or don't. I'm like, no, because I'm probably gonna get scared if I go on it. Why would I go on it?
There are so many books like that when we were kids. There's the whole Lone Wolf series. Did you ever read that?
I don't know what that is.
Lone Wolf was like a fantasy version of Choose Your Own Adventure, and it had like fucking like Dungeons and Dragons combat built into it. And I would like never do any of that because I just wanted to crush the fucking thing for the story. So I'd be like, you fight a so-and-so. I'm like, oh, I won. And just keep reading on through. But there's so much of that bullshit. And I used to have like all of them on my shelf. Like it was a fucking fine collection. Like
it's like the
first
DVD
edition Jules
now.
Verne. Yeah.
kids.
It's just a bunch of choose your own adventures, another piss at shit.
I think I've read like 10 books in my life all the way through.
Really?
I've read one book for pleasure. That was Moneyball. And most people
that was pretty recent too.
Yeah. I used to pretend that I had to take dumps because that's like the only place I could read was taking a dump. So I just go into the bathroom and sit there and read like 20 pages. And
not even... you're not supposed to read while taking a dump.
Why?
Like, I think it gives you roids because you're not really supposed to be in that position, apparently, like with your asshole all
you get the red out. The red marks on your knees.
Yeah, those little bands of the toilet. Yeah.
And then on your butt, you
get the
sweat mark.
Oh, God. Like, I'll sometimes, I'm never like a book guy. Like, I used to think that was the grossest thing ever, but now I've graduated just taking my phone. Like once I take my laptop and just be typing mid IM.
Yeah, if I'm talking to somebody. Yeah. Like, oh, but now my phone is like everything goes over. I get like GChat on here and people just like hit me up whenever. I'm like, I'm not even near a computer.
Do you know how many texts I've sent just over a toilet, dick in one hand, taking a piss?
I took a picture of that.
30% of them, minimum.
I was taking a piss and I was taking a picture of something in my bathroom and I just like took it and I made sure to get like my foot in there like so you could obviously tell I was taking a piss at the same time as I took the picture.
That's horrific.
And then I sent it to a girl and she goes, oh, that would make me mad too or something.
Oh no, those gross me out. I hate when chicks try to send the sexy photo and you see like the up toilet seat in the background. Did you ever see the real famous one of those? It was like a black chick and she's taking it from above like the MySpace shot. And there's just like a deuce in the fucking toilet behind her. I've looked for that fucking picture. I cannot find it. If anyone's listening to this and has it, just send it to me.
Sometimes when you take the mirror picture and the mirror is not clean. And
it just has all those splotches. It looks like you just jerked like, right on it.
Oh my God, this is bad. Just
the toothpaste marks, yeah. And it's funny, you don't notice that shame. Shit. Yeah, and you take the picture. It's like, Jesus, really? There's so many things that come up in pictures like that. Just a junky room in general. It just looks all hoarder.
I think I took a mirror picture yesterday when I was drunk.
Like in your little shorts? Or
no, I was just sitting there. I had like my backpack on and my hat on. I'm like, man, I look like I'm 14 years old right now with a beard. So I take the picture and I sent it. I'm like the, if you want to see a 27-year-old that looks 14, here I am. If I shave, I'd be like.
Oh, God, I would just look like the fucking fat kid that gets picked on.
If I shaved, I could work for Perverted Justice. Yeah. And lure guys into that mansion.
Hey, have a cookie. I'll be right down.
Yeah. So bad.
Speaking of Perverted Justice, you were in L.A. recently. You like that segue, by the way?
That had nothing to do with anything.
Like Perverted Justice is based out of L.A. and we all knew it or something.
Oh.
No. You were in L.A.
Yes.
My dream city.
I was visiting my brother and my best friend.
Whose life I'm incredibly envious of. Your brother makes a killing writing screenplays and then just lives it up.
Yeah, he wakes up. He was mad when I got there because I woke up at like 6 a.m. the first day because I was still on East Coast time.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there. I didn't even make any noise, and he still got mad. He's like, man, messing up my sleep cycle. It's like, I could hear you. Like, I was sitting there like.
Hear your breathing change.
I was like G-chatting with people because everybody else here was at work. So they were
it was like 9 a.m.
talking to me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and I'm just laying here. He's like, I heard you. This is a schedule. He wakes up around 10-ish.
Oh, that's perfect.
Puts on the TV, like with a low volume. Doesn't get out of bed till like 11.
Oh, I'm jealous already.
Like a little nap after that.
just the effort of getting out of bed was kind of exhausting. So
eats, goes to the gym, comes back, tans by the pool, writes, and then goes out.
Good and that's God. It. And he makes like.
Well, it all depends. I mean, it would depend on.
But if he sells anything, it does really well for him.
Well, yeah.
It's a couple of years' paychecks in one shot.
This one guy I met, this Asian guy, he's a writer, and he's from Tennessee, too, my brother was telling me. But my buddy was talking to him. He goes, yeah, last week he comes up and talks to me. He's like, hey, man. He's like, it's a good day. He's like, oh, yeah, why? He's like, he just sold a script for, like, the longest found footage film that'll be made. It's like, yeah.
How is it? Like, aren't those things like 80 minutes typically?
Yeah, I guess.
He's like, your Blair Witch type shit.
He's like, yeah, it's pretty good day. I go in, sell something, made $150,000 today.
Jesus.
It's like, all right.
Okay, that's like three very good years for me right there.
It's like, damn. It's like, that's just one day.
Yeah, there's no way it took him more than three months to write that.
But they said that he just looks at it like it's a job. Like a lot of people go out there and like, man, this is my baby. This is my baby. I guess he had probably had that, but now
he's got the right mentality. Now he's write some piece of shit and get it out there.
Yeah, that's what he's just like, yeah, yeah, here it is. Like, just sell it.
Treat it like a fucking long ass homework assignment. Because scripts are like, what, 120? And they've got that weird formatting when they're actually like 40 pages of real text or something?
I think a page is a minute.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds about right. So 120 would give you 2 hours of content. Yeah.
So like most things. I think my brother's he's the one that he sold. They're starting to cast now. Mm-hmm. They're like sending out offers to people.
Does he have to do anything casting. With it? Like, can he march in?
I guess he gives him like insight. He'll give insight. Like, okay. We should send an offer to this guy. Because
if I sold anything like that, I would be the biggest cock about it. Like, I would just walk in and be like, no, he's all wrong for this.
Like, usually if you sell like your first one, I'm guessing they're like, oh yeah, you can't. You're not.
Yeah, fuck off. You can't handle this.
You're not going to rewrite anything. You're not like you have that. All that has to be put in the contract. And like, oh, you have a say. I guess the better you are, the more name you have, the pretty much
more clout.
Yep. Pretty much keep it.
Oh God. Can you imagine like you pen just this serious movie and then they just fucking cast Ben Stiller for the lead? You're like, God, just
chop it up.
Fuck my life.
Like, well, we bought it, so we own it now.
Yeah. Well, they can do whatever. Exactly. Yeah. And your name's attached and you. It's like you have to keep it attached so that you get the publicity from it, but they can totally butcher it and then be like, well, who wrote this piece of shit?
It's like my resume still has working at Taco Bell on it.
Are you shitting me?
No. Oh, I took that out. I think Taco Bell was like the best job I had the most fun, and I can still go back and like say hi to the people I worked with because nothing ever got blown up there.
Are they still there?
Yeah.
How long ago were you at the Bell?
I was there for like three or four years when I was in high school. I started working there when I was like a junior.
2001.
Junior, senior year, like so till 2003. Then I went to school and then I came back and I worked on like during breaks. I was the only American to work there.
I was going to say, but still that means there's like four or five guys at this Bell who haven't moved on in like 8 years.
Oh, yeah, like the GM, like the manager.
GM's not a bad gig at those. I mean,
the guy who's the GM, I started out with him. He was like a night manager, and mm-hmm. then he just worked his way up. Like,
I mean, okay, it's got no prestige, but I don't think that's like a horrible paying job.
Oh, no, he was making like $60,000-$70,000 a year to be the GM of the Bell.
And what decisions do you really need to make? Like, inventory. Put lettuce on that taco.
Everything's already there.
Yeah.
It's like, all right,
they've given you the recipes.
Use these three to pinch the lettuce on there. Like, we would always have to go through and make, like, all the new items.
Yeah.
I was working there when the Crunchwrap first came out.
Oh,
and then
shit.
So each person had to make five to make sure you got it within the weight.
Did you guys get to just eat it after?
Yeah, we just had stacks of them. And I just... Like, people would come through the drive-thru. I'm like, hey, I gave a couple crunch wraps, and they're like, what's that? And they thought it was, like, something I was just fucking around with.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's a new item. It's coming out in, like, 2 months. But we had to, like, We had to
learn the ins and outs of this tricky son of a bitch.
So here they're in there. They're like, oh, okay. Well, we don't want it. I'm like, let's just take it. They're like, okay, thanks.
How crazy are people? That, like, really, it's that little bit out of their routine. Yeah.
I'm giving this to you for free. You don't even have to eat it. I just don't want it to be stacked.
And it's Taco Bell, so everything tastes the fucking same. It's all beans, meat, and a tortilla wrapper. It's like, well, this is weird. I don't want to touch it.
I got to experiment there with all the foods.
Really?
You know, yeah, I'll have steak. I'll have this. I'll have this sauce.
What concoctions did you come up with? Sauce.
I had one where I just put like every sauce into like a Mexi melt, and it was just like soup and a tortilla.
Sounds disgusting.
I would make like... We used to have breakfast at ours. We had legit breakfast. You know how they just brought out breakfast for T-Bell at some places now?
I've seen it like once.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that common in them.
But they made us, like, corporate made us stop because they're like, no. It's like, you guys can't be doing this. Because we had, like, honey buns. We would make bacon.
So, wait, you
bacon,
went
egg,
off
and
the
cheese.
Menu? Or
yeah, bacon,
like,
egg, and cheese, quesadillas, like, sausage, egg, and cheese, quesadillas, soft tacos,
oh, God,
burritos. And we would just make everything. I've had everything on the menu at least once. One summer I did it.
But wait, okay, hold on. Why am I dwelling on this? But I'm like, I just like food shit, especially Taco Bell. So you guys were making this stuff on the side and like you put up the menu items. Was it like actually like corporate approved items?
No.
Or you're like, fuck it, we're just making this.
No, we like just used like the quesadilla shells and then they had like some eggs, like powdered eggs that they cooked up. And then just
what the
scoop.
Fuck item there has powdered eggs though?
None, because that's like they had some breakfast stuff at other places.
Yeah,
but they I guess they would just order them And then we'd have like, we didn't even have like a menu to go up that people could
look at. I was
going to
say,
we just had like a stand up menu sitting next to the cash register. It was good though. It was, like, if they started that a while ago,
that would
kill.
No, I remember going to one.
They got mad because we were making too much money off of it.
Oh, fuck that. I guess but they can't let you do that. Yeah. Because then someone's going to be like, oh, well, I didn't like the breakfast item at this place. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That or they get mad. Like, well, you're selling breakfast. Like, these other places can't sell breakfast. Yeah. So you're like doing better business. It's like, sorry.
Well, fuck it. Yeah. Why don't you get on this shit?
Sorry for doing something above and beyond. Sorry for thinking outside
that's
of
life in America.
Sorry for
though.
Thinking outside of the bun.
Oh shit! Nicely done. But what the hell did you get into in L.A.?
Not a lot.
Other than just, like, pissing off your brother.
Just drank. Went to like Venice Beach one day. Went to a couple gyms.
How's Venice Beach? That's the classic muscle beach, right?
Yeah. That's the they had that going on. Guys out there.
And how roided out? Like, is just the normal dick on Venice Beach now compared to, like, he's probably bigger than Arnold was.
Oh, yeah.
Who was an Olympia winner.
Like, the people that
30
were
years
working
ago.
Out were huge, but just the people that were walking around, it was just weirdos. It looked like, one, Hollywood Boulevard was like Venice Beach in a sense, too. It's like, you're just walking around, it's like a boardwalk. It's just like what it was. It was just like going down like a weird boardwalk in the middle of a city for Hollywood Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
So all those shops that had all the t-shirts and all that, they're like all the knockoff stuff. My brother bought a fake Converse Chucks. We went in there. The guy's like, my brother's like, can I get a receipt for that? Because I guess he's going to write it off on his taxes as a business expense because he has to walk to some stuff.
Oh,
who
God,
knows?
Really?
Like that. I mean, if you can do it, do it. And the guy's like, we don't give receipts here or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I need it. And he goes, all right. So he had to go get like a new roll of receipt paper for just like this one transaction.
Jesus.
But Venice Beach, it was every other store was like a medical marijuana one. They're like, the doctor's in. The doctor's in. $40.
$40. I wonder what that's like man. Legal
it's
weed.
Like, they don't even try to get around it out there. It's just like, yeah, whatever. Here, come in and talk to this guy and we'll give you a license for $40.
Jesus.
And then you can do whatever you want with it. It's like $40 a year.
Just to get whatever, however much weed you want. Like, you buy the license.
You buy the license, and then you can get
it. I'm not into weed, but, like, that could be fun, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much everyone out there is into it.
Yeah, I've like, always gotten that vibe about people in California.
It was really, like, laid back. It was like, man, this is my type of place. See, everyone's like, it was a lot less douchey than I thought it was going to be.
No, and I don't get that. Everyone always knocks California.
That's
but it's
what
like
I
they're
thought.
So fucking high and laid back. I've never met people out there that wanted to be assholes.
Because my brother and friend that live out there, they've been out there for 5 years, and they're like, man, you should come out. You should come out. I'm like, man, I don't think it's my type of town. It's like too like blasé.
Yeah, you
too
live in Northern Virginia.
And like all this. And then I go out there. I'm like, man, people are nicer here than they are at home.
I know. And like, correct me if I'm wrong.
People are here to like actually do something. And like, I guess it's because we live in the burbs too. Everyone has their high school clique still. And
yeah.
If you go out to a bar and try to like talk to somebody, it's like you have to talk to like 18 other people I came here with from the class of 04.
Yes. You.
The backyard barbecue and grill.
Yeah. I mean, you listen to the show. We cover that all the time. But it's true. I like someone independent, you know.
Yeah.
I went corroborating what I say.
It was bad. That place is bad. We went to the backyard the other week.
That is, out of every bar in this area, that is the most depressing for me because it's just the people around me that never moved away. And it's like, so what have you done? Oh, the answer is obviously not much because you're still here.
There's one like first grade teacher comes up to me. She's like, I run this place. I'm like, if I ever ran this place, I would kill myself.
Yeah. If you're the mayor of backyard, just hang yourself. There's a noose in the ladies' room. Use it. Someone really screamed, I run this place.
Yeah.
How unattractive was she?
She was horrible. I'm like, man, if you were teaching my kids, she was like a first grade teacher too.
Oh, at least just like this chubby drunken cum pup.
I'd rather just drive the Reston Town Center and see a couple normal people, but still see people from high school.
Yeah, I don't like much around here.
Well, I mean, you got to work with what you got.
I don't know. All I know of your trip, man, is your main Facebook picture.
Yes.
Which is your adventure from the Pride Parade. Oh, and it's you and your brother.
Pride Parade in West Hollywood, gay Mardi Gras. It was
if you haven't
I'd
been to West Hollywood,
before.
It's like if they took DuPont Circle and made it the size of Fairfax.
There were
It's gigantic. It's just
the crosswalks were painted. It's like rainbows.
There's fucking rainbows on the cop cars. Yeah. I think Corolla's riffed on that before. There's literally rainbows on the cop cars.
My brother has a buddy that he has his business down there. It's like an eco-tourism thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like you ride bikes around to all the tourist things instead of sitting on a car.
Okay.
And he's a gay guy that runs it. So we went to his shop as like the home base, as I referred it to. Like we had a drink that we were walking there with. And we were drinking and stuff. And we get to his shop, and he's like, you guys want a drink? And he just had handles of vodka out on, like, the main desk. Because
it's Pride Day, and people are just going apeshit.
Cranberry juice and five-hour energy drinks and good Red Lord. Bulls.
The gays can party.
Yeah, and so we're just like, all right, well, I just finished the rest of my rum and Coke, and I just made a cranberry vodka to walk around with. And I'm walking around the streets getting spanked.
Oh, geez.
Like I'm walking, and all of a sudden a ruler hits my ass, and I'm like, oh, okay.
To clarify, you and your brother like the ladies, but yeah, your picture is the two of you licking some fat guy in drag, like his nipples.
Yeah, he was roller skating around in a thong and like a fishnet t-shirt. He was probably like 250 pounds,
like conservatively,
hairy, with a wig on and like blue mascara and lipstick. Like, oh my Jesus God, what is Christ. Going on? I was like, what is going on here? This is out of control, but it's so amazing at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not gay, but like I can respect like what's going on. Like,
well, because they're partying party. Like a motherfucker. Yeah. It's something that just wouldn't take place here.
And my brother's like, I'm taking you to the Abbey.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, I don't know what this
is.
He's like,
Abbey?
It's like this world famous gay bar. It's like,
why does your bro know all this shit? I mean,
because
I'm not saying
he's just around. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say
you go around and like you're gonna hear about this stuff.
Yeah.
But apparently, like a lot of bachelorette parties are at that. They have them at the Abbey and stuff because I guess
they have like gay dancers or
girls and gays.
What is it with chicks loving the gays, man?
So like they would go there, but apparently they've banned it now because all the gays are getting mad that all these girls are showing.
Get these bitches out of here.
We go there and it was just packed. It looked like a Girls Gone Wild video, but guys with dudes.
Oh God!
But there's lesbian chicks there too and stuff. So
like
it wasn't just all
the
dudes.
Good kind. Or
there's good looking chicks.
Okay, right on. I like all lesbians, but there are some that we would like and some that you know, not exactly physically
some
exciting.
Dyke.
Yeah, some are a little like short of hair and yeah.
Go.
I usually get along real well with the butches though. They're like cool ass chicks.
Yeah, well, they're dudes.
Yeah, I mean, you just shoot the shit with them.
So how about that game last night? Oh, you're asking me. I don't have to ask you.
Yeah. I've never met him that butchy, but it's just like, I don't know. They're pretty laid back people.
It's like $7 a drink, which isn't too bad considering like most places around here is $5. We go and
$7 for what? Like a rail
like
drink
a
or
beer rail drink.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you're not at a happy hour around here, it's usually around $5.
I would say $5, $6. Yeah.
Yeah. But so the prices weren't that much worse. The gas is more expensive, but that
okay, gas is how much?
Like $4.25 or something.
And we've got it for like $3.50.
Yeah.
and we're expensive, by the way. Like we are one of the steeper joints out there.
We're walking around the Abbey and just walking around seeing everything, and this guy just hits me on the shoulder. I'm like, oh hey, what's up? This gay guy, and he's like, hey man, you have a boner? I'm like,
like, hello to you too.
I'm like, how come girls don't ask this question at all?
I know. Like,
it's like they're so forward. I'm like, nah, man, it's just the way my dick sits on my balls. And he's like, huh? I'm like, yeah. And I hit it to show that it wasn't hard. And
yeah.
And then he goes, oh. And then he just grabs it. I'm like,
paralyzed.
What? And like, he was there with like a buddy too, like his gay friend. And he's like, no, man, you can't do that. And I was like, yeah, see, it's not hard. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then he like puts his arms around me and he doesn't have his shirt on or anything.
God,
and he's like trying to dance with me. I'm like, nah, man, nah, I'm not like that. Like, I'm just, he's like, oh, and his friend like got him off of me. I'm like, oh, it's like, whatever. Nice meeting you. Hello.
Hello in a gay bar. I'm sorry, man. Like, if you're gay, you really got to stay in shape. And yeah, like some people give you shit about it, but it's got its perks. God damn,
like,
does it have its
like,
perks.
I can't get mad though, because it's the situation I got myself into.
No, you're in a gay bar and you're walking around and you're like an in shape guy. What the fuck do you expect?
Like, why do I? It's like, I can't get mad at him. But the line for the bathroom, it was like halftime at the Super Bowl. It's like, because it's just all dudes there. So it's like, you thought
just men's room, yeah, one yeah. men's room. You'd think they make three of them.
Like a girl's room, there's like three people just going in girls and out as much as they want.
Bucket in a janitor's yeah. closet.
They have the trough instead of the guy. They should have a trough at that place. I think they did have a trough, if I can remember.
You just inspect each other.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey.
You just like piss on the ice-filled trough. Nothing better.
Got a boner, bro? Just asking everyone.
God damn it, Doug.
It was an experience. I like to put myself in those situations to see how.
Do you
I
do
react.
The pride thing out here? Because I've never been out here.
I was just like, it's too trendy.
Well, it just seems like even our gays would be like really uptight and boring gays.
I work in the government.
Yeah,
it's like oh, okay, gay government. Oh, I'm sorry. My grandma wasn't too thrilled about it. I had a conversation with her today. I said, "Grandma, you should get on Facebook and check out my profile picture, even though you would hate it." And she's like,
I would never tell my grandma about that shit.
She's like, Douglas, I think you really need to start doing things differently. You need to start thinking, will grandma.
What would grandma
yeah,
do?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, she's like, would grandma approve of me doing this? And if I say no, you shouldn't do it. I'm like, grandma, I'd be sitting in my room all day.
You would
like,
do nothing.
I would have nothing to talk about. I would have nothing to do.
I love grandparents, but they are batshit insane.
She's like, yeah, we had that pride parade up here. She lives in Rhode Island. She goes, I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. It's like they want to be respected, but they need to respect us and not kiss in public. Like, grandma, that's like a guy and a girl kissing in public. You don't get mad. You don't get mad at that.
As long as they stay grossly closeted, I'm okay with
it. It's like
them.
They had their shirts off. I'm like, what do you do when you go to a beach?
Yeah.
Like, just because you're on a sidewalk. That's another thing about LA. LA, you just walk around. You wear like a tank top. You wear like a basketball shirt, a jersey. Anything like that, you can walk into any store and it's like acceptable.
Now, when I was out here, correct me if I'm wrong, though, I was told by the person I was crashing with that like shorts are very touristy. Like you can do the yeah. light top, but you're supposed to wear jeans almost all the time.
Yeah,
I'm
a lot
like,
of the
fuck that. I want some
people.
Breeze on my
oh,
balls.
Oh yeah, my brother wears shorts all the time.
Yeah, why the fuck wouldn't you? You're in this paradise, man. It's like 74 degrees all
every
the goddamn
day.
Time.
Ugh. Just wake up. It's like, man, I could day drink every day here.
Yeah, and it's not humid at all. Nope. It's like cool breezes coming off the ocean.
Oh my god, what is this? I get home and I never realize like. Because I like hot weather, and then here I just get back. I'm like, oh, my, here's the swamp.
Yeah. No.
Back to the
here,
swamp.
Here, you come, you bead with sweat within 14 seconds of hitting the outside air, and it's just then tamped against you. Just goes nowhere.
Yeah, out there I was wearing, like, white T-shirts and stuff. I'm like, I don't have to worry about sweating
like
through this.
Pit stains, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I was just walking. We were walking, too.
No smog anymore. Or like, very little.
We walked maybe 4 miles back from the Pride Parade back to my brother's apartment. Didn't even sweat.
Jeez.
And we stopped for a double cheeseburger.
Oh, God. Did you hit In-N-Out?
No.
That's one place. You wasted it.
We were going to go. It was right across from the bar from where my brother was having his birthday party. And we were all outside. We're like, all right, we're going In-N-Out. We're going In-N-Out.
Yeah.
And we're going to walk across the street. And then this asshole just throws his drink like at the ground like where we were all standing. And then like takes a swing at my brother or something. And then so there's like five of us. It's like five of us just like walking towards him. He's just like backing up with his fists up. And
his
then there's
dukes
like
up.
He like goes like there's like this 7-Eleven and he just fucking like darts like once he gets yeah. to the corner of it. It's like, man, what the hell? And everyone's like, don't go after him. He's just drunk. He's being stupid. Because like my brother's like 5'10", probably like 230.
Yeah,
like jacked.
Fearsome dude.
Like,
yeah.
My brother's buddy who's there is also like a personal trainer and stuff. And like it was like, what the hell? Why are you gonna start swinging when there's like eight dudes
people
right here?
People are dumb like that sometimes. I know I had two friends that were lifters at UVA, and they got jumped by three black guys and just beat the shit out of these black guys. It's like you picked the wrong white boys to fuck with.
Why would you do that?
Well, if you're gonna do it, have a knife or something. Like, yeah, don't just rely on shitty numbers.
No, we got you.
These guys got pummeled, man.
We're taller than you.
Yeah.
That mindset, I'm taller than you, I can beat you up.
Yeah, have you ever seen MMA, man? It's like the center of gravity type shit.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, you can't take me down. You
yeah.
You have the reach.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is that noise? Are you hearing this all of a sudden?
Is that Cold Train next to us?
There, what dude. The hell?
I think
that is piercing.
I think it's them.
It's gotta be them. I don't have my computer on. Oh,
I have
that is the worst. That is like a dog whistle.
I wonder if they can hear it.
Is it some deaf old motherfucker next door?
I don't know. It's some guy with hair, white hair and glasses.
Oh my God, that's going to drive me batshit. Thankfully, we can bail out within like a couple of minutes. I think we've done like 44 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, so we can pretty much peace out whenever the fuck we want.
Should have gotten on that slip and slide yesterday.
Hell no, I'm not getting on any slip and slide in my current condition, man.
Come on, man.
I need to trim the fuck up. I hate my body right now.
Your hair or your body?
No, I'm fine with the body hair. No, that can be shaved in like 2 seconds.
I had to go over my tramp stamp yesterday before I went out.
Oh, you mean like your silver back patch? Yeah, oh, yeah. That's like the best.
Little goatee, the bottom of the goatee. I just take my beard trimmer and I just maybe up like 5 inches just to make sure I did it all.
Every guy has like the hair pants, as I call them. Like if you're hairy at all, you just have the literal fucking, it looks like a pair of pants on.
But I think that also, like, if you're like with a girl, she'd be like, okay, well, he's got that, so I guess he has a hairy butt. And then, so if he doesn't have that, it's like, okay, that's a surprise. He has a hairy ass now.
Well, oh yeah, I got you. Like, you've got nothing back there.
It's like a little, like, a precursor, a little preview to the
just a bit of a warning. Yeah, just a warning shot.
You know, you can see, like, a beard going into, like, the chest hair and stuff. It's like, okay, well, I guess he's a pretty hairy guy. But
I try to shave that. I try to, and ever since I got on fucking Propecia, I also have like little random patches of back hair. Nothing too bad.
You're on Propecia too. So is Shorts.
What?
Yeah.
We're all on it?
I'm not.
Oh, who else was on it? You said
Shorts.
That? Shorts and, oh, just me and Shorts. Yeah. Oh, God. I didn't realize Shorts was that.
Yeah, Othello told me about it. He's like, hey, you know, Shorts is on Propecia. And I'm like, what? And then he just sent me like this link to like side effects of Propecia.
I know. I can like permanently fuck up your dick.
And I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah. Oh God. No.
I don't even do that.
Thank God. I really haven't had any side effects like that from it, but apparently you start to get it. That's it.
I'll just go bald.
Really? I don't know.
Even though I'll never go bald.
Yeah. See, you're lucky like that. You've got a fucking hairline like a 14-year-old. You look like goddamn Stalin over there.
I look like a 14-year-old. I'm trying to be a 27-year-old Justin Bieber.
Got the fucking slicked up hair. I like it, man. It works on you. Shit, we can punch out. What the hell?
Giddy up.
Yeah, let's go to Micro Center. I got a new laptop to buy. I fucking hate this thing. I clicked to play the intro song. We were talking 3 minutes, I think, to Phil. I had that experience with Howard the other day, too. He was like, can we start? Can we start? Hold on. Let's see if Surf Rider kicks in. Ooh, that one went quickly. Well, Doug, thanks for your first appearance, buddy.
See, the only problem with coming in here and doing this is that now I can't waste another hour at work by listening to it.
God, listening to yourself. Oh, that's
like,
gonna be
weird. I don't want to hear that. I should have said this instead. Why didn't I say this?
Just analyzing it. Well, shit, we came in here no outline. We just winged this one.
Good.
We did all right. Doug, you are at DTET on Twitter. They should get a hold of you. I'll add you to the official Friends of the Basement page or whatever I call it. Just all the Twitter links for everyone if you want to get a hold of them. I am John Papagiorgio at Papa's Basement. That was smooth as butter right there. At Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website in papasbasement.com. Just putting that out there. God, yeah, it's got the links to the iTunes, the Facebook, and again, all of my writing and every episode of this, including the one you just listened to. Which you probably figured out if you're listening to it, right?
Thanks for the review on the nacho burrito. I got it last night in a drunken stupor.
Really?
I think I liked it.
From what you remember.
Yes. Well, I got like 3 burritos and I didn't even like look to see which one I was eating. So I just like picked them up and ate them. And I was like, I think that's this one.
We can certainly get some on the way home.
Oh.
Nice. Nice. That's how I treat a guest of this show.
Giddy up.
Till next week. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.